I'm here with Robert Schropp. He's going to be conducting the live part of this demo. Those of you who do know us and have worked with us in the past, we are the Northern California Autogas supporting reseller. We're also a support and reseller for Safe Software's FME software, and also support and reseller for Lizard Tech and the Geo Express. What we're going to be showing you today is something different. We're usually here talking, you know, AutoCAD map, working with FME, doing translation of data. And what we're bringing here is a new technology. It's a digital PIM. Something, you know, not too new, but this takes it to a step where you guys can work with it with your CAD drawings. So, just so you know, there's four applications for this. There's the captures, is the name of the PIM, the digital PIM. There's an application for design review, so ties in with your AutoCAD or map files. There's also one for ArcGIS, another for Excel, and another one for OneNote. For those of you who bought the new Office product for Vista or Office 2007, they get those as well.
So why don't we tap dance and I'll pass these around.
Bob's going to pass out an Excel spreadsheet that we put together using the Excel application. Oh, it's a WebPad of Excel.
Yes. It shows a paper with a grid printed on it that recognizes the digital pen.
Oh, these are pass arounds?
Yeah, if you could pass them around just so you can touch and feel it. And
as you get this sheet to go around, you'll notice that there's a watermark. It's their patent, a Noto pattern. It lays a watermark or grid of information on the paper. So you may be wondering how it, you know, goes from paper, you dock it in, and then it transcribes it into either an Excel spreadsheet or your CAD file. This Noto pattern that it lays down has all this information on it, the file name, where you got it, so when it docks back in, it knows where to go, it knows where to put that information. And again, there's application focus on the design review side, so any lists that you create, any of the shape files you create, you can print them out. Pretty simple. We like its ease of use. We like that it's a technology that you really don't have to learn small learning curve with it. We all know how to use pens. We all pretty much dock some type of equipment at the office. These past few years, you know, that's becoming more and more part of what we do. So really simple. Doesn't take a lot to get behind the technology to start using it.
Another type of media that we use is a journal. I keep all my notes in it. So it's just a matter of taking the digital pen, right? It could be a field book, or I use it as notes. I don't know if you're like me, my notes could be all over the place. But this is one central file for me now. As I take my notes, I dock the pen, it opens up OneNote. So now I have a hard copy, I have an electronic copy. And I'm going to ask Emilio here to actually write something profound in here, so when we dock the pen, we'll open it up and we can all see it.
No pressure, dude.
This journal comes with the pen. You see, it's it doesn't have to do anything special. It's just writing into this journal. Love this journal. When I'm out meeting with clients, taking copious notes, getting back into the office, I'll just sit there and try to transcribe my chicken scratch. It'll do it for me. So I love that.
We can't show that.
Great. So, what we're going to be showing you in the live portion of this is bringing it into design review and also into Excel. But again, there's an application for ArcGIS as well. So you can print out, you know, your shapefile, take it along with you. So again, what we're going to be covering is the company that produces this technology is Adapts. The pen itself is called Captures. you a little overview of them, overview of the products, the design review, and the Microsoft Excel. And again, Bob will go into a live demonstration of this. Just a quick overview of ADAPTS. They're based out of Seattle, been around since 99. And they have people in senior management that come from Microsoft, Autodesk, from the US government. So they've been able to pull their expertise in and bring it to bear with this technology. Again, a lot of people trying to go to a paperless environment. Try as we might, we're still attached to our paperwork. So taking that into account, being able to take your piece of paper, be it a CAF file, a shape file, an appraiser's inspection form, you can take that with you, take it out to the field, and start putting in your markups, your notations, start filling out the work. Even the Census Bureau, they're going back to a paper survey. They didn't even get their handhelds launched off. It was just too cumbersome. Trying to get people trained on it wasn't working out, so they decided they're going to get back into a paper environment. And they're looking at this technology themselves as, you know, hey, we're going to have our people out with the pad and pen. May as well use this. So we'll take a look at it. And some of the challenges that we see when we're out in the field are people out there get a lot of good information. They get back to the office, time to transcribe. They get hit with another project, or the person that's going to transcribe it has a stack that tall. It gets on the top of it, somewhere in the middle, on the bottom. By the time they get to it, maybe out of sync, not up-to-date data. So one of the things that we've done in the past is try to take PCs out there, tablets, use those to gather that information and bring it back. Again, it becomes cumbersome trying to work with the tablet and all the paperwork that you have. So this is another way of getting around that. So design review, what they've done is create an application that design review comes free with your CAD applications, AutoCAD, Maps, Civil 3D. You get it as part of your application. So being able to create that with, print it out, and then take it out to the field. Allows for faster design review, collaboration. So again, you're able to get back in there and make changes quicker, which allow more efficiency for you. And again, pretty simple. You print your CAD design.
It's the DWF you're printing.
The DWF, thank you, Bob. And then take it out into the field, start doing your markups.
That piece of paper that you have, you mark with a pen, bring it back, and then you dock it.
So you bring your markups back in, you dock it, it brings it up in as a markup layer into your CAD drawing as a DWF. And then again, keeps the project on track. You're not having to wait for someone to come back and transcribe this information, get to the changes. It's all done, and you can also, it can be multiple markups. You have a few people out in the field, they're taking different bits of information, you'll be able to take in those information that's been collected out there. And then again, very easy to use, print out the file that you need, take it out into the field, mark it up and dock it in. Some of the key features, of course, are the DWF printing and pen markup. Being able to work with those files, everyone who's using CAD or a CAD program will be able to print out a DWF and take it out to the field with them. And again, being able to do it efficiently. We're all looking to get things done more efficiently, and this will help you do so. The other application, Excel. Same thing, you have an Excel form, maybe your appraisers take out there, if they need to fill out with information, they create that form, they print it out, start filling it out, and then they bring it back, bring it into their system, and they can start adding that information to their appraisal system, the notes that they have, so they can start filling faster, start getting the information that they need to the people that need it quicker, in a timely fashion. Carnival is one of the folks using it while they're out there to make sure that their information is up to date quickly. Again, a range of uses, so you can do expense reports, again, appraiser survey records, timesheets, sales orders, delivery forms. It's Excel, so anything that you can build in Excel, it can be generated over to that person. Again, once you're back in there, you're able to share it with different formats, again, SQL Server, SharePoint, even your CRM. Like Bob was saying, we take that journal out, we take our notes, we come back in, and now instead of having to retype everything that I took notes on, I just sync it up, attach it to the record, and I'm good to go. Also, the application for OneNote. Again, those of you who have stepped into Vista or the Office 2007, OneNote is their new note-taking application. There's an application for the pen that comes along with it as well. So some of your office staff who may not use CAD or Excel, but they're taking notes, taking minutes of the meetings that come together, they can use this as well. So there's a broad range of applications. Some of the customers on the commercial end that are using it, Chevron, some of Walmart's using it, Costco, we've got federal clients using it, city and counties are using it as well to get this information. We're working with a group on the coast, they're looking to bring this in as well to part of their work flow. Now we got Bob will lead us with a live demo on this.
So this is a this is the OneNote application. This is the represents the journal that we had Emilio fill out here. So when I dock the pen, you'll see it come up in the corner saying it's unloading, it's downloading the ink onto this form. And if you wait long enough, it will appear. It's starting to come up now. So if we go salami, bologna. It's going to happen. It's coming. It's a good thing we didn't have him write his life story. So again, it's as simple as writing your notes in and docking the works your pen into your workstation. It opens up the application, and like I said, you have a electronic copy, you have a hard copy.
You see, this is in the script that Emilio put it in, but on this application in Excel, you can put it to a particular font as well, or leave it in your natural signature.
Well, I write like the Gerber baby, so I don't try to translate it at all. I just keep it as is, and I have my notes. I date it, and I can link it to our database. And we're going to expand on this in a bit when we show you the ability to mark up that drawing file that we passed around. But we can hyperlink any notes. We can click on a point in that file and say, I want to write a note in there. And we can hyperlink the note from that EWG to our OneNote journal. So you don't have to load up the DWF file with all your notes. So we will show that in a bit too. So now I'm going to open up Excel. And this was the form that we created this for Humboldt Community Services District. They wanted a proof of concept that it really did work, So, we created a file. We created the form in Excel, and these. Okay. Interesting. So, I have all these different fields in here. So, if I click on date, you see that we've predetermined that, okay, whatever we're going to write in there, we've constrained it to a date. The phone number, account, it'd be just numbers, it could be currency. So we can add constraints so it under it has an easier time understanding what we're writing in there. And these links, like Richard said, can be linked to a database. Now after Darryl went and got up there and talked about their pretty awesome system, I'm going, oh man, he's a tough act to follow here. So what you guys were trying to do is cut down on data transcription errors, and basically that's what this is doing too. So it's not, I don't know how we could compete with a system like that, but keep an open mind as to where you might be able to use this technology. Again, if you can cut down on the data transcription errors. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to add in another value. I'll put 50. I've already got a sheet here, and I'm following Jim's lead as far as some preloaded data, because you never know how live is going to happen. So what I'll do is I'll dock the pen. And you'll see it again. Then this pane right here allows you to go in there and correct it. If it doesn't recognize something, then you have a pretty easy way to go in and highlight that field and then update it. So it is. So it's telling me down here in the corner that it's loading the downloading the ink. And once it's done, I'll come over and I'll set it to the correct workbook here, and then I'll say I want to import my data, and it put the dollar sign in there to recognize my handwriting. And sometimes it's there's going to be a little while for you to teach it that. So again, it's a combination of you actually start finding yourself writing a little more legible. You can believe that. I need this, I really do, because it's like I said, my handwriting is like the Hoover baby. So I'm going to come back over to some canned data over here that we've already got in here, but I also want to show you that I can come back over here, this is already pre-filled out, and I can go back to the original handwritten text. So that's what was written in here. And then I want to see. So again, this is all, you filled out this piece of paper, much to Darryl's chagrin. Did you get that? He's ignoring me. So anyway, you populate the information, you dock the pen, and it opens the file and populates those fields. Anybody see any application here yet?
How does the pen know that the sheet of paper that you're using does?
It's that grid that's been printed out. And it also has a file name embedded in it. So you take regular paper and the DAPS allows you to print that grid out on it. It's supposed to be.
Right. How do you recognize that the grid's there? I mean, or do you have to swipe it across the paper, or does it initially tell what file you're doing?
No, it recognizes it's located the grid to the actual form.
So all you have to do is write on the paper. And
you just have to write on the paper. No swiping, unless you want to see that swipe.
And it's no special paper, no special ink. The printer does have to be a postscript, but that's about it as far as anything.
So it loads it loads what's called captures. It's just another tab in Excel, and then you can print with it, you can highlight. These are all all of the fields that we set up in the form. So that's. Here, this is an example of using a form in Excel. We create it, we cut, any of you fill out forms? No forms? You're all lying to me now. Who fills out forms? Okay, begrudgingly. So what do you have to do after you fill out that form?
give it to somebody
else. Give it to somebody else, but there's still a data transcription going on. What did you say? You're putting all your information into the computer, but it's still cut down, what, 70%? I was listening, you know. So.
Unlikely.
So this is how the application works within Excel. Pretty much just a quick proof of concept. These cells can be linked to any database, like Richard showed you. So it's systematic. So, you know, instead of those that pink copy and that yellow copy and the white copy, you got the pen, then you can send that file to anybody. And last but not least, I've been marking up a drawing here, so it's just like the one that I passed around. This is from Humboldt Community Services District. Again, we try to use practical applications. So what I'm going to do is, I also have a template. And this template allows me to put in, say, stamps or predetermined symbology or text or stamps or whatever. So what I can do here is I'm going to say, all right, I want to put a stamp in my drawing. So I think they made this stamp for most of my drawings. We'll do a reject it.
So on the palette that he has, there's a selection of different types of stamps you may want to put on there. Some that say approve, review. You can use a predetermined stamp or just a blank stamp that you can put your own verbiage in there as well. But again, on that palette, there's a selection for, I want to draw a freehand line. I want to perform this type of function when I mark this up. I want to use a different color. Things like that. You'll just basically tap the pen onto that piece of paper and then start performing that. You just say you want to put a stamp. Tap the stamp you want to put, tap it in the area where you want the stamp to appear, and your stamp, once it gets synced up, will show on the drawing in the market layer. And we'll have that that palette is what we call it.
Yeah.
At our booth, so if you guys want to take a look at it.
So the file that was printed out was from an AutoCAD DWF file. And when I dock the pen after I marked up my drawing, it will open up what's called Autodesk Design Review. Like Richard said, it's a free download. It allows you to view and mark up and print DWF files. DWF is similar to a PWF. PDF. You know that file. I can't talk anymore.
And also, they are just, I think in the next 30 days, going to be releasing an application for PDF as well.
That was a request.
Did you tell them it also works with ArcGIS?
Yes.
Okay.
ArcGIS application.
So this is getting a little crazy in there. This is I'm still downloading ink. So I went to a call out on my template and came over to this area here, tried to draw a circle and a line. You know, I used to be a graphic technician, believe it or not. But what it'll do is it'll take that information, it'll draw the appropriate symbol and put the legible text in there, unlike mine. So this is where it, so that's what I wrote underneath it, and this is the symbol that I put in with the text. There's my, what I put in and rejected, must have put approved. That's what I picked. So I picked approved, I picked this, the template, and I picked where I want to place the stamp, and it puts the stamp in. And I drew some boxes in here, or tried, and that's supposed to be an ellipse. But it'll pick, because I picked the symbol first and then drew it, then it goes in there and finds that, straightens the lines out for me, makes me look pretty good. And this is a point where we can also hyperlink. So I can come over here, if I don't want to put a whole lot of notes in here, but I want to put it in my journal, I can come over here, add the hyperlink, click on it, and it takes me back to, opens up OneNote, and there's my profound statement. This is a note. If I go back, and this is something that in the DWF, being able to mark up the file, it brings in all the layers in AutoCAD that you had, and it also allows me to come in and if I turn off the captures layer, then it turns off my chicken scratch in there and just leaves the corrected symbol or the stamp. And one last thing that I wanted to show you is the actual round trip that you can take. This is Autodesk Design Review. Anybody in here use AutoCAD? Okay. You ever use the load markup set capability in AutoCAD? You ever hear of it?
Nope.
I won't tell you how long it's been there. But what it allows you to do, and it's going to take you a little while to get it loaded here. What it allows you to do is bring in that DWF in the load markup set palette, and it'll paste the DWF with your markups on it over the actual drawing file, and allows you to systematically go through and resolve those drawing markup issues. So it's pasted right on top. You're not having to look at a drawing over on the side and then add that information in. Someday when AutoCAD loads.
But again, it's taking that efficiency route where instead of having to wait for someone to get to that piece of paper to make those changes, just by simply docking their pen, it will be there. So when you're ready to get to those changes, it's there. You're not having to wait for some third person to get those transcribed or those markups in for you.
Yes,
what if you fill out two forms?
It will take multiple changes, multiple data from
them. Even if they're different forms?
Yes, because it's still going out to the form, to that file, and it's when you print it out, that same information will be on both pieces of paper, the information that's printed out in that matrix. So, yeah, your change, say, my Bob, or other Fumi changes, I put mine in first, his come in right after. You'll see both of those changes, so every both pieces of data in too. So it allows for multiple.
Would they have to use the same template, same form template, or is it, would you have two different types of form?
They can be two totally different types of form, and with that AnnoNote technology, it's embedding the file name in there for each form. So it recognizes whenever you, whatever file you're working on, it knows that's the form that it fills out.
So pen recognizes it?
The pen recognizes it. The pen has a little scanner in it, okay. And that's what it's... Basically, it's a database.
So
that
pen will pull... something up off the page?
Pardon?
It's picking something up off the hard copy?
Yes. It's in relationship to the note. And it'll hold up to 50 pages of data in that pen. If your computer system goes down, you've still got all the information in your pen. And it's, you're not taking a PDA or you're not taking a notebook out in the field. You're taking a print and you're marking up that print or that form or an inspection form. So I can basically write in my journal, I can fill out a form, I can mark up that DWF, dock the pen, and it'll recognize all of those applications. ArcGIS also. So when I come over here to, this is my load markup set. I'm crossing my fingers here, so. Well, this is what I was saying, so, but you'll, we'll take this on faith here, but these are normally, if this would have, I don't know what's causing it not to bring in the markups, but these are all the markups that come from the DWF, and you have the ability in this load markup set to view just the AutoCAD drawing, view the DWF information, or just the markup information. And since it's not showing my... So the gist of it is that you can take it full circle. You can mark the print up, you dock it, and then you can actually bring it back into AutoCAD and systematically go through and resolve those markups. So these represent, it's keeping track of every markup that I made in that DWF file. So it's the pen taking advantage of the DWF's capability to recognize what those markups are. And on that note, Richard?
So basically, you know, this technology is getting you away from a more cumbersome technology like a tablet or a PC that you'll take out into the field. You're basically reverting back to paper, something that we're all used to, and a pen, a little bit thicker than a normal pen, but still the same feel, something that we're all used to using, a pen, and being able to get the job done without a large learning curve, cumbersome equipment to take along with it as well. And again, City of Modesto right now, they're investigating this against tablets that they're taking a look at. Already the field crews are saying they're not just taking a pen out. You know, they don't have to worry about what's going to happen with the laptop if they leave, you know, within the truck or something like that. They keep the pen on them, it's on them, so not much equipment to lose. And again, a lot of things that we're seeing people get interested in is the fact that it cuts down on, you know, inefficiencies, you know, being able to get this done right the first time, being able to save money on that end as well. And so if this is something that's of interest to you guys, we can go over an ROI on it for you as well. So we've been talking to folks as to, you know, how quick the payback is on it. And it's pretty quick. You know, you get, you know, you don't spend a lot of money on some of the higher end equipment, the training that goes along with it. Again, it's a pin. You spend about 30 minutes with you and you know how to use it. So again, in the back, we have more information on the specific applications that are made for it. So feel free to go to the back and pick that information up. If you have questions on the technology or specific questions on how it works, we're in the back to help you out with that. Thank you.